Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour, Mr. Wonderful at your service. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP's back. She's a top social media expert on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's certainly my social media expert. We rely on her ourselves here in my business. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and we're always glad to have her on the show. Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
Yeah, TikTok. That's not the sound of a clock, is it? It was something new, right?
No, what is this? Well, this is the hottest new social platform out there.
It can't be that hot if I don't know anything about it. I mean, you know me, Mr. Social Media.
Listen, 20 days ago, there was nothing being written about it. All of a sudden, everybody's writing about it because now they're really taking off in the U.S. And this is targeting the Gen Z people. So
no wonder I didn't know about it.
That's why. It's the wrong age group, Jim.
It's like four generations away from me. might as well be on Jupiter or something for me.
That's true. And it's, 26 million monthly active U.S. users.
Wow.
But it's huge in China.
What does it do? What's the essence of it?
I'm sorry. It is a video you can create, and you do your videos. They're 15 seconds to 60 seconds long.
And these are selfie videos?
Young people. Yes, they are.
So we don't have enough narcissism. Like, we aren't raising enough narcissistic generations. We had to have another. Now we've got more narcissistic leverage.
We need one more, yes. But it is targeting, obviously, the young people. And now one of the downsides is this is an app out of China. It's huge in China.
God.
And now it's hitting the rest of the world. And they opened up a facility in Mountain View, California, and in one of the Facebook's old buildings that they were, and they're actually hiring away Facebook people and Apple people and Snap and Hulu and Google and Amazon. They're hiring up some of these people because it's the hottest new thing.
So China now knows where your teenager is and your preteen.
China will have all kinds of data.
And do the parents know this? Do the parents whose children are using TikTok know this, you think?
They do say that all the U.S. data is kept in the U.S., but you know how we believe that.
Well, and here's a bridge. Are you ready for me to deliver your bridge? And your swampland, you ready for me to deliver your swampland? I mean, come on, people.
The Chinese are.
I mean, I don't mean to malign a people, but the Chinese business is coming out. The business is coming out of China. You know, there's just too many examples of their intentions, and they're not only their intentions, but their execution.
Yeah, and that is a concern, a big concern, because they're talking about, you have to be careful of what type of content, because then you can get banned. Obviously, the NBA had an issue, recently had a challenge with this. It might be a humor thing in the U.S., but it isn't a humor
there. Yeah. I'm going to predict in 6 months – this will blow up as a major infiltration and more future increased infiltration into the lives of Americans by China. 6 months, maybe a year, max.
I think so. And, you know, and the interesting thing is brands are trying to figure out how to use it, and they have what's called a hashtag challenge that large brands can use and get mm-hmm. them millions of exposures. And but it's $150,000 a day to run the ad.
I guess I'll wait on that a little bit.
You're going to wait on that one.
Yeah.
But so it's but Facebook is, you know, they launched a copycat in November, but nobody is really excited about it.
Wow.
So now they're working on
how does this stuff even get catch on? I don't get it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to continue this conversation. Apparently, Google's trying to get into the TikTok act. We'll talk about that after the break. 22, right back with Katy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.